Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky.
Welcome to the Outlander Gab on the Air. You're here under the graces and auspices of 3fbyspace.net. I'm Erin. I'm senior editor for 3fbyspace, and we're here with Sam tonight. Say hi, Sam.
Hello.
And Allison is not with us tonight. Allison's younger son turns 21 today, and so she is doing the more important thing and having a coronavirus-approved birthday party for him. So she will hopefully be back with us next week if they can get over the effects of the 21st birthday party.
Uh-huh.
So
a social distancing party. You got to do it.
Right. That's right. So, you know, Sam, I don't know how to say this. I am just about ready for Droughtlander.
Get off the emotional roller coaster, what?
yeah, you know, you'd think with all of this social distancing and staying at home, and I know you're working, but I'm busier than I normally was, you know, and I'm a retired person. I don't have big expectations of me during the day, but between the keeping up with all the Q&As, mm-hmm. and the reviews, which honestly, ladies, I do not enjoy doing because I never know what to say. It just kind of all spills out at once, and that's what you get. and, you know, everything else that I'm trying to do. And, of course, you know, not getting up till yesterday. I didn't get up till after 10. It's all just too much. You know, hand to forehead, it's all too much.
Well, you know what they say, if you want something done, ask a busy person. So clearly
people are asking too much of me. I think that's right. So we have one more episode to go. And I don't know whether to be eager for it or, dread it. What do you think? Are we eager or are we dreading?
I don't know, and that is so unusual because you would think that somebody who has read the books and has known the story backwards and forwards for 20, 30 years, we should probably know what to expect. But if this season has taught us nothing, we don't. So in a way, do you remember a couple of seasons ago we were actually talking, I think, just amongst ourselves and saying we were kind of jealous of – the non-book readers, because
non-book
readers got to be surprised. So maybe somebody was listening to us talk because now we're just as surprised as everybody else.
At this point, wouldn't surprise me if Jamie and Fergus and all of them find the Browns and they have a dance party. You know, it's like...
It could happen.
Who the hell knows?
So
they
and the
could
thing
have
is,
taken Claire away to plan a surprise or something, you know.
This could be it. That could, they're just all on the still dancing. see, this is just it. They're going to meet Lucille Ball, and she's actually stomping grapes instead of roasting barley. Yeah, but see, and the thing that scares me even more, because you've heard even on interviews and whatnot, all of the cast members really looking forward to the finale, saying how the finale is going to be great.
Right.
And of course, one of my favorite characters already did his farewell for the season last. So we know at least one probably won't be there. Unless, of course, they went through the stones and saw Lord John Grey. It could happen. But I've actually now gotten this from two separate cast members who shall be remaining nameless, who have hinted, because they're mean to me like that, how this next episode is going to be crazy and I'm going to die and I can't wait until you see it, and then you have to text me as soon as you see it and tell me what you think. I'm thinking, So of course, I venture to guess. I'm like, guys, I have seen this show. You know, I've read these books for 30 years. So here's what I'm guessing is going to happen. And they went, no, more. No, no. And I'm like, okay, well then. So, you know, I don't know what to think. And of course, I would never ask them for specifics, but I think that they were kind of like some reviewers I know that like to kind of taunt me when they're watching their screeners and give me hints that like 2 days later make sense as to what did that comment even mean? So, but yeah, I'm kind of excited, and I'm really hoping that this excitement doesn't turn into, you know, the denouement, you know, that the whole, you know, and I hope it builds up to something that I'm going to be proud to say, wow, that was a, because you know that this whatever cliffhanger, whatever ending, it's going to be close to like 2 years before we see the next one. I don't know. This is Jamie waiting in the window all over again.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and Jemmy in a tunnel.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Again, non-book readers wouldn't get that.
And then we have no idea when Bees is going to come out, between COVID and I'm sure Random House would not want to bring a book out when they can't do book tours.
Right.
And Diana's injury.
Right. She can't even type with, she can't use her right arm at all. Isn't that what you said?
Well, she's typing a little bit, but, you know, she's got to be exhausted because I'm sure she's not sleeping well. You can't roll over.
Pain medication, which is
pain medication,
interesting.
Yeah. So,
oh, poor thing.
I feel awful for her. I really do, you know. But just so everybody knows, when the date for Bees, the publication date for Bees is finally announced, I have been collecting items for almost 2 years now. And I'm going to have one hell of a giveaway.
Yay!
I have some of the cutest bee stuff you've ever seen. I have bees and I have dragonflies and I have, oh, I have a cup and I have, oh, I have stuff. So,
okay.
So, you know, the longer it holds out there, the more there might be in the giveaway. I guess that there's always a silver lining, right? So we don't know what's going to be in the finale. We don't really have any idea. We have, excuse me. Oh my gosh. We have no crystal ball. I'm hoping screeners come out on their usual schedule, which would be tomorrow. Do not PM me and ask me what happened because
you're talking to me. I know it. I know you're just talking to me. Nobody else.
No. There are a couple people who regularly PM me and ask
what happened.
And I've been pretty. I mean, I'm not allowed to. This is the rule of screeners. You are not allowed to publish anything having to do with the plot. You can't post your review. You can't do nothing until 9 p.m. Sunday night. You know, after it comes out, even though they release it, you know, 24 hours before that, more than 24, well, Friday night, right? Saturday night. So you're not allowed to do anything. You know, I can't say a word in public. But if I want to tell somebody something, you know, I could do that. And nobody's going to give me any problems about that. But this time, not a word. Nope, not a word. Nobody gets a word.
Usually the finales, that's about, you know, that's not unusual for a finale.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also not unusual that they delay sending the screener out.
Yeah, they might not send it until Friday. Oh, that would be awful.
Yeah, so I may not know anything for a little while. So we'll have to wait and see. So what did you think of this week's episode? And before you tell me, I'll just let everybody know we would love to have you call in and tell us what you thought of Journey Cake, what your theories are, when you think Bree, Roger, and Jemmy ended up, because it's not where, they're in the same place. But, you know, when are they? What kind of jelly you like on your Journey Cake sandwich? Claire, in the book, it's grape jelly. You know, that's okay.
I agree with the grape jelly on the peanut butter and jelly. But, you know, on your toast with butter, you have to have strawberry. I'm just saying.
So,
and this is why they tune in for the opinions, yes.
Right. So if you want to call in and chat with us, our number is 929-477-3898, 929-477-3898. It should be on that little screen that is right in front of your face as you are listening, because there's a little slideshow and there's our first caller. And we're going to chat about the episode just a little bit, and then we'll get to our callers. What did you think?
So, well, you know me. I am enjoying any episode, even if it's not good. If it's not what I was expecting, I won't say if it's not good. If it's not what I was expecting, I still enjoy it. But what I enjoyed the most this past week is, I mean, it had its good points and it had its points where I went, what are they doing? But I enjoyed seeing all the conversations on social media, all the speculation, all of the funniest thing, I swear, I almost laughed out loud, is there were a couple of people that were posting that Jemmy did a great job, but why did Jemmy get more lines than Cesar has gotten as Fergus all season? And I went, oh my goodness, that's too funny. But you know what? Diana wrote it. So I think a lot of people had great expectations. And I think she said it best when she said, you know what? As long as the voice of the character stays true to the character, how they maybe portray it doesn't have to be 100% how it was in the books as it is on the show, as long as they stay
right.
true to what that character would have said or done in that particular situation. So I'm going to go with that. I mean, based on that alone, you and I have talked about some things that we kind of thought were, and some of them were even in your printed review about,
right.
Wow, those must have been some pretty old journey cakes by the time they got through the stone to Edinburgh. that's a consistency thing more so than a, let's put this, because it was
right.
in the book, they forgot that they changed it. But I think everybody's doing a cracking great job. Young Ian hits it out. I mean, John just hits it out of the park every scene. I am so happy for him. I'm so proud of him. He
was so good. You
mm-hmm.
could just see the sadness. But then when he's talking to Jamie and Claire about, I always knew you were a fairy, Auntie Claire. You know,
yep.
there was the wonderment and amazement. And the acceptance, you
yeah.
know, I mean, you could just see, do you remember season one, Claire has this kind of dream, she's falling asleep, that she's told Mrs. Fitz that she's from the future, and Mrs.
Yeah.
Fitz starts, you know,
berating
fiery cross all
yep,
over
yep,
and everything,
yep.
you know, that's kind of what you expect people to do, you know, burn the witch, but, Ian is just, okay, it all makes sense now.
He is a very
There's
deep
been
character.
Something about
yeah.
him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he loves his Auntie Claire, and he's an observant young man, and he's very intelligent, and he sees something, you know, even in the book. The one thing that hits me about Ian in the book was when Lord John and William come to visit, and Ian takes one look at William and looks at Jamie and is like, okay, I know who this is now. You know, this is my uncle's son. Nobody's going to say it, but I know. You know, he's just a very observant person. And, you know, and that was what he knew that there was something off. So,
uh-huh.
yeah. So
What I'm really liking about this season is that every episode you get that fully you get that glimpse into the full character. You get that three-dimensional character, for Marsili has come into her own. Lord John Grey has had some great scenes. We finally got a good scene with Jamie and Brianna. Roger, of course, has had some just really gut-wrenchingly emotional scenes. So I like the fact that they're kind of going through each of the major characters and giving them that well-rounded character development and arc, except for Fergus. So I keep waiting, because you know he's one of my favorite book characters.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I keep patiently waiting for them to do the same with him. And, yeah. You know, we do know if they follow along the book line, he will have some very dramatic moments, maybe next season, but maybe not. We don't know what they're going to do with the storylines.
Right, right. So, well, we know he's going to be a daddy again, because Marcelo said, what am I going to do without you and me pregnant again?
I mean, it's been a whole 2 weeks. You might as well be pregnant again.
Okay, so we've also had a little bit of Outlander interaction in the last few days. Sam did a Sam Heughan, not my lovely Sam Crofner, did a Q&A sponsored by the W Network, kind of live tweeting the episode this week, or I think it was kind of right after the episode, mm-hmm. and that's attached to my review. And Richard Rankin did a Q&A on Instagram yesterday. Somehow I never end up seeing those Instagram Q&As. And last week, our special guest was Jerry Milani from Wizard World, promoting the two free Wizard World panels that they had, which were last Thursday and today. And then after each one, the stars who participated in the panels were available for purchased one-on-one couple-of-minute chats. So I know you did several of them, Sam. Can you tell us about how it went and who you talked to?
You know, I thought it was a really interesting way to get the cast in front of the fans again. So the one on Thursday of last week was a little bit smaller, I think, mm-hmm. than this one. There were less guests for sure, but I think that they were, because they were from season one and two, so they were phenomenal, and I loved seeing them again and hearing them again. And that was the first time of, they had just done a couple of these virtual meetings with other fandoms as well, so they really have learned, even since Thursday to today, the technology, they just got so much better, even the last couple of days. So
Kyle Reese couldn't figure out his equipment.
Okay, so that wasn't Wizard World.
No, no. Yeah. And then Duncan froze in place for a while, and then he disappeared. And
that was so funny. Now, I will say that I was kind of interested, because I'm just a technology geek, because you know that. But I actually had a couple of different devices, because I was watching it on – I wanted to see if I liked – YouTube better than Facebook Live, and Twitch is good, but I didn't even bother with that after a while, because I'm like, I don't get it. So I'm too old, clearly. But it was really interesting, because both of the formats lent themselves pretty well to it. So I think it went well smoothly that way. And I do believe that they're going to be successful adding this to their repertoire going forward. The one-on-one chats, we all knew most of these people were not going to be able to keep their one-on-one chats to a minute or two, right? We kind of pretty much knew that, right? So on Thursday, it wasn't that long of a delay, because I only did Steven on Thursday and got to talk to him. But today, there were quite a few that I wanted to just, you know, support them and support Wizard World and just say hello. And they were a little bit longer wait queues, although most of the facilitators were really good, because Zoom lets you do things called a waiting room. And last time it was, you were kind of blind. You just sat there with this thing saying, you're in the waiting room, we'll get to you shortly, but there was no other communication. Whereas now they figured out how to send messages to the people in the waiting room. So they were saying, okay, you know, Joanne, you're next, or you're up next, Michelle, or, you know, they would actually be able to tell you, who, you know, so that you, all of a sudden your camera just didn't turn on.
Catch you mid yawn or sandwich bite or something. Getting your journey cake.
But other than the login technicalities, you know, with, and I think that was just bandwidth issues. You really need to be using a PC that's hardwired as opposed to some mobile device or something, because Wi-Fi and mobile just has to be consistently strong. Otherwise, you're going to lose picture, you're going to lose sound. But
right.
I'm really happy that they were so successful, and there's a couple other ones for other fandoms that I really like too. So I mean, even if you don't buy the one-on-one chats, or if you don't buy the recorded messages, or I think that it's a neat idea to be able to see people talking. You get to see their faces. You get to see their actions and reactions. And in some cases, unless you had the really good seats, when you were at Wizard World in say New Orleans, there were people that were a whole room away. Now, granted, it had wonderful stadium seating, but you either were looking at a big TV screen, or, you know, you weren't really seeing them. Whereas here, you had everybody in their own little window. They were right in front of your face. You saw every emotion, every laugh, every – I thought it was really well done.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. Yeah, I'm buying a new kiln tomorrow, and I just couldn't see spending the money. there's also some other events coming up that Outlander events that, with any luck, I'll spend my money on. So
keep your money on that one. But
yeah,
and there aren't any I can announce just yet. I might have something for next week. I know of some things that are in the works, but we'll get to them when we can.
Yeah. I know during the panel this afternoon, my love for Ed Spaliers is well known, and it was really hard to not spend the money to say hello to Ed. As soon as he started talking, my husband in the other room started sneezing violently, and he sneezes 7 or 8 times in a row. So he sneezed 7 or 8 times. I couldn't hear Ed. He stopped, and I said, okay, he's done. And then he started again. So I think it was all just jealousy.
Kevin did that on purpose.
I really think so.
Our winners for last, we had 2 winners that got to have their questions asked online live. So that was really nice. One on Tuesday and one on Thursday.
Yep. Last Thursday, they actually said it was from us. So that was really nice. And today I was obnoxious, and I did put notices about the radio show in the chat. So I thoroughly believe in self-promotion, so which has gotten me in trouble in some of the Facebook groups. So that's why my group, Outlandishly Free of By Space, is open to bloggers. If you are a blogger, feel free to put links to your stuff in my group. We have a bunch of callers, so which is really nice.
Yeah,
so
I want to hear about everybody else's phone calls. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to go to our first caller, area code 206. This is you. Hi there. Who is this? Hi there.
I don't know. Can you hear me? It's Karen.
Hi,
I'm Karen.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Great.
I'm good. I was one of those people that did some of the chats today. So.
Oh, good. Who did you talk to?
Ed, John, and Tim, who is hysterical.
Oh, good.
Tim is just really, really funny. John is very sweet. And I'm with you, Erin. I'm an Ed girl, so it was really fun to...
I didn't know that about you, Karen. Really? You hide it so well. I had no idea.
Hush.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be sitting on a riverboat with Ed's arm around my shoulder for half an hour, so that was perfectly fine with me. So,
yep. But
I've been married for 31 years. He's got a partner, so that's okay, you know. But
yeah. No, he's a happily involved
yes
man. Ed is.
but he's still
kids,
very nice to talk to and look at.
Oh yeah, no, so, that's just what I like about him. Is he's very not Stephen Bonnet, put it that way.
Right. although when we were at Vancouver, the Vancouver event last year, Bonnet is not far from the surface. Ask Sherry Wren. So,
Well, every good boy has a bad boy
quickly.
In him, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why we love them.
Yeah. Right.
So,
the episode, I loved it. You know, like you were saying, a little confusion on some of the things that why did they bring that forward? Why, you know, I'm still trying to get over the fact that they killed off Bonnet.
Early,
you know,
yeah.
Early,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so I don't understand that. And
yeah.
So, but some of the other things, I mean, you know, but like Sam said, Diana wrote it, you know, I mean, what are you going to, you can't argue with that part of it. And obviously they're trying to set themselves up for season 6. You know, I mean, but they've set themselves up for so much speculation about,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's dead, who's not, who's coming back, who's not, is there season 7, you know, I mean, I had to just stop reading all the stuff because people are so crazy about speculation about all of it. It's like, you know, like, well, it is, let's just enjoy it while we have it before we get into it. We're going to have a very long time to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, once you were talking about all the interactions with the characters, and the one thing that I thought was very sweet and really was the Lizzie
yeah.
and Bree goodbye.
Yeah.
And I thought Caitlin did a really good job of that. Just shocked confusion, why you would leave me and why would you do that? And that emotion, I thought that was very sweet, very well done. I was glad to see that they included Lizzie in those.
And interestingly
moments.
Diana did not write that scene.
Huh.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Hmm. She said on social media that she did not write that. So.
Well, maybe Lizzie will be able to find somebody to, you know, to mend her broken heart. Hmm. No?
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was interesting and a little disturbing about this episode was that it almost felt like they brought Diana in to toss in all these moments we had missed.
Yeah.
You know, so the mm-hmm. windowsill, the microscope, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, they all just piled on each other.
Kind of felt like a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were all
a little bit.
They were all really well done, and I individually I loved every scene, but they weren't really meshing together well. So,
Yeah, I guess maybe thinking about it, I would agree with that. But I guess I'm one of those things. I can be bought. I can be bought with the emotions and the checklist. Because I really wanted to see the microscope, and I really wanted to see the window scene, and I wanted to, you know, I wanted all of that. So and what I saw, what of it was well done. Sometimes a little maybe too short and abbreviated, but it was well done.
Yeah.
So I can be bought off, you know. Okay, yeah, my checklist. The other thing I was going to say that I absolutely adored, and that's a personal thing because of Outlandish Vancouver, was the start with Carmen and telling the otter tooth, you know, the bringing that in, the otter tooth and the opal. I that was a really pleasant surprise because we got to know her up in Vancouver. And, you know, she's just a wonderful person. And so that was really a fun surprise to see her and otter tooth for that brief period in the beginning. That was really unexpected. So,
right.
And did we all catch the random looks, you know, Native American with the American accent looking guy that was with the Browns. That was
Wendigo Donner.
Yeah, it wasn't really. I mean, anybody who read the books would have picked him out immediately, but I'm wondering if, you know, anybody who didn't read the books kind of understood that
probably
one of these things doesn't belong here. That guy, what's he doing there?
So it'll be interesting to see.
Well, I was talking to somebody else, and the other thing is it's that, and then this gets into the speculation, is, you know, because they've brought some things forward from six that were supposed to be in, you know, or supposed to be in six into five, it's like, where are they going to go in six? You know, it's like, okay, well, Bonnet's gone, you know, the Browns are gone, that's done, you know. So it'll be interesting to see what they focus on in six.
That's something that for the somebody asked, was it in the Parade magazine or in the Town and Country article that came out yesterday? The interviewer asked her about Melva. You know, does this mean we're not going to see Melva? And her answer was, I'm not allowed to talk about season six. That tells you Melva season six.
They have to have a bad guy.
Well, exactly. And of course, in the future, there has to be at least one whole episode devoted to William wandering around the Dismal Swamp, because we like to just have a whole episode
wandering. That was book seven. That was book seven. So.
Oh, please God, no.
Well, William is one of my least favorite storylines. I get lost in that whole Fanny and Amaranthus, whatever her name is. I get lost in all that. So I don't know. Anyway, Karen, we're gonna let you go.
Yep, I'll let you go.
Nice chatting with you, Karen.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
See ya.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
If your area code is 979, we're gonna talk to you right now. Hi there. Who is this?
Hello. This is Kat. I'm Kat.
Hey, Kat. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually calling as Caitlin's coterie. But I wasn't sure you would know that was me. first, shout out to Karen for rightly pointing out how wonderful Caitlin was.
Because if she didn't, you would have, right?
she said a lot of what I was going to say. And then someone who shall remain nameless pointed out that Diana didn't even write that scene. So, no, seriously. I was just so happy because, you know, some of you know I started the fan group because fans were doing too. Caitlin, what they did to Sophie, which is she doesn't look like the book. She's horrible. She's terrible. And then, of course, the whole storyline last year where she was completely blamed for the entire comedy of errors.
Right.
And so, you know, I have to tell you, the response has been amazing. So I'm so happy, even though I've been sobbing since late Saturday night because of all the goodbyes, and that goodbye was so wonderful and it just felt so real. But fans have really given her a lot of positive feedback, have been sharing stuff. And so I'm really excited about that. So it kind of, everything else I enjoyed too, but it was like, that was my highlight. And I did see, I don't know if you saw the little video snippet that Stars put out where Sophie said she and Caitlin fought for that goodbye scene.
It was
very short. And it was them that said, no, this was like, they were important to each other and it needed to be longer. But that conversely, the goodbye with Claire was less is more. They didn't say anything. They just hugged. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. Well, Claire and Bree have already had a goodbye scene. You know, when Claire left And, yeah, and I they, don't think it was
they're on a
necessary.
Different level.
Yeah.
I am thrilled to hear. I'm thrilled to hear you say that she's been getting better fan respect and positive feedback, because people have to start to realize the character is the character and the person is, you know, the actor is the person. And
yeah, but you know that if they're not going to do that with Sam, they're not going to do that with Katrina, they're certain. And, you know, I don't want to get into a whole thing, but, you know, as awful as they've been to Sam, I think that they've been at least just as awful to Katrina and Sophie and Nell Hudson and, you know, the women just can't get a break. The villains, like Stephen Bonnet, because we love Ed, they're like, oh, we don't care, it's Bonnet, we love Ed, because I feel that way. But it doesn't seem to translate quite as well with the women. So, yes, I was really excited about that. And then to follow up on Sam's conversation about the Wizard World experience, I totally agree. I didn't do any of the chats last week, but so I went all the way for my budget today. And I did one with Ed, one with John, one with Tim, and one with Colin. And so two of them I had met, and two I hadn't. And, I had, you know, a bone to pick with John. I was still smarting from him, swearing to me, no, I'm not in season 5. And me going into every single Facebook group, no, he's not going to be in season 5.
You absolutely need to know that every time John and I talk, he tells me how bad he feels that he just had to lie bold-faced to your face, and he just felt
so
bad
about
it.
Well, we joke. He knew I was that we were joking, and he has said that the next time we're together, I get to put a pie in his face. So for those of you that were at Landish Vancouver, you know Bonnet put a pie in my face. So
at your request, to say.
So, you know, it's going to have to be the right kind of con, and I will have to be the last person up to do that. But, yeah, so I have that. And, of course, Ed was wonderful. And I'm not going to go into details on all of them other than to say that the first half, my first minute, was talking with them, getting, you know, just about the season and getting some suggestions for songs I could play in my musical recap for their characters. Yeah. But the second part, I was like, okay, now I want to take some of your time and I want to talk about Caitlin. I didn't do that with Ed, because he doesn't, I mean, I don't think there were any scenes where he was at the same place as her. So they didn't, and everyone else except for Ulysses really didn't act with her. That was just behind the scenes. But John, Tim especially, and Colin. Just went on and on about how wonderful she is. And if you watch her, even when she doesn't have a lot going on in the scene, she's Lizzie all the time. And they talked about what a wonderful sense of humor she has and how, you know, how she's really going to go someplace, you know, that she's so young and she's this good now. So that just made me so happy. And now I've got to start bribing events to get her to an event so that we can all see that in real life. So that's it. I won't take up the whole program with gushing over Lizzie. I'm sure people want to talk about other things. I don't know why, but oh my goodness,
we can rent you out some radio time. It could be called, you know, Caitlin Talk or something like that. You can have your own on air.
Well, I actually, you know, today when I was talking to him, I think I'm going to try and set up for Caitlin's Coterie. I think I'm going to try to set up a Zoom chat. for us.
If she'll do it,
for
yeah.
anyone who's a Caitlin fan.
So,
yeah, yeah, we could do that. So
yeah.
I don't know. When the show's over, we are going to need to fill some time. So, anyway, thanks. I'm glad I got to talk to y'all, and thank you for indulging me. And
yeah.
no,
well,
I have no idea. I have no idea where the Mackenzies are, although I have an I have a guess, but I think I'm going to be totally wrong. So, what's the
point?
I think
we all are. That's my guess. I think we're all going to be totally wrong.
Yeah.
So,
it's going to be really bad if they're in 2020.
Oh gosh.
Well.
Okay.
For
well, thank
again.
Y'all.
Thanks,
okay.
Too.
Bye.
Good night.
Too cute.
Okay. We have another caller. Yeah, if you want to call and chat with us, the number is 929-477-3898. Just so everybody knows, just a little bit of housekeeping. Next week is our last regular episode of the Outlander Gab on the Air. This is only our second season, and we were quite irregular during the Droughtlander last year. And to be honest, we are having discussions, the three of us, about whether we continue with this or not. Frankly, we are not, we would like you to ask your friends to join us next week. our listener numbers are not what we were hoping they would be, I think. And if anybody has any suggestions for ways we can increase our listeners or ways we can promote the show more without being any more obnoxious than we are, and you know, ways we can increase our listener base, because frankly we have trouble getting guests with the numbers that we have. I'm being very honest with you. This is fairly expensive to 3FY Space to maintain this subscription, and we want to bring this to you. We have a really good time doing this, the three of us. We're willing to put in our Tuesday nights. It's also for me, it's more time than that, because I'm talking to people to be guests, and I'm setting up the show and promoting it, and you know, dealing with it on that end. And we would like to be able to get some of our stars from stars. You know, we would like to be able to have Meryl and Matt and you know, some of the other people that we know and love and would love to hear from. But we need some bigger numbers. We need some bigger listener numbers to be able to do that. And so if you enjoy listening to the show, tell your friends about it. If we get good numbers coming up, you know, we'll do it maybe every couple of weeks during Droughtlander. Maybe we'll be able to get some fun guests and that kind of thing. But if we don't, we don't know what the future is.
Well, and
right
let
now.
Us know, too, if you guys are listening to this on the recordings, let us know, too, if it's the time of day, the day of week, or if
right.
it's the tool itself. I have, you know, if are you having problems with the link?
Right.
Are you having problems? We want to know, because we can always fix it. We just don't know what to fix if it's, we don't know it's broken.
Yeah, the platform is not incredibly stable, and unfortunately there aren't too many choices out there for radio, for audio only. And we have talked about the possibility of going to a video format.
But some of us have faces for radio. No.
Thank you very much.
I'm talking about me.
Speak for myself.
Some of us. So, me.
But beyond that, we really don't want to go to a podcast format, because that requires a lot of time and editing and does mm-hmm. not allow us to have callers. And callers are one of the most fun things. We love having our callers, our friends, call in and chat with us. And a podcast doesn't really allow you to do that. And then you would just get us, and we get boring after a while. We know we do, because we bore ourselves. So I'm never bored of Allison and Sam, but I'm sure they get tired of me. So, so anyway, that's our housekeeping, and that's our little pity party for the night. But let's just one more time, 929-477-3898. So let's go to our next caller, area code 708. We think we know who this is. Hi, it's Erin. Who is this?
Hello, this is your technically challenged friend, Jamie.
Well, at least you remembered to take some pictures or at least try. I just sat there and talked with them and had a great time, and I went, oh, I should have gotten a picture of that.
Last week, I thought, okay, I can do the screen video grab on my iPad. Uh-huh. Didn't realize that Zoom audio will override the iPad audio. So I got great video, zero sound.
Oh.
So this week, I thought I'll do it on the computer, and I will put my iPad there and run the camera. And I got my and last week would have been great to listen to Stephen Cree asking me about potty training. That would have been just gold. yeah.
He was asking about Teddy, not himself, right? It was, you know, never mind.
Well, he couldn't imagine. He's like, him and his wife are at home, and they've got a little one who mm-hmm. is, I think, a little bit younger than my youngest. And he said, they have their hands full with her, just the one. When I told him I have 6-year-old twins plus a 2.5-year-old, I thought mm-hmm. his eyes were going to bug out of his head. His weren't the only one. Tim Downey, I think, him and I might have struck a partnership. Maybe that's the Governor Tryon in him. But he told me, he said he does not know how to teach his kids. This new math is, there was an expletive even involved. And but I offered my services. I said, I'd be happy to teach your kids. If you want to teach me how to bake a cake or decorate a cake like you do. And so I put forth, and he
or do my friend Erin a favor and go on a radio show.
I'd be happy to plug that. I stuck my 2 cents in to try and get his attention. I will teach for him to come on. I will throw
it would be the middle of the night for him, so that you know it's not
right. Yeah. And that's the other. That's the other.
You might have to talk
that,
to him
yeah.
during daylight hours, and then just
yeah.
That might be a post-season.
I can do a
thing.
Recorded. I can do a recorded thing, but
yes. So my lovely conversation with John Bell today was you hear me saying to my daughter, "Oh, wasn't that fun?" And because here I started the video instead of stopping. So it was like, oh, gosh, so now I have to remember everything that we said. But the best part was when I said to him, he said, what are your thoughts on the season? I said, I'm there 11:01 Central Time every Saturday night, literally the minute it starts, I'm clicking the button. And then he got this pained look on his face, and he said, so how are we doing? I said, you guys are doing fantastic. I said, you have been exceptional. And I
yes.
said, and I know I've read the books, so I know your pain. And he said, but do you? And I'm like, oh, don't even. The internet and I normally go through and read this stuff and, you know, popcorn in hand. And I have to scroll past because it's like, if I open my mouth on this comment, I am going to get banned from this group, and then what am I going to do? So I just try to keep on swimming and keep going. But this week, I'm ready after next week. I am tired. Between last Thursday with the Wizard World, today I spent like 4.5 hours sitting there. I was like, oh, my gosh. They actually told me which room to go to, and then they said, nope, actually, don't go to that room. Go to these rooms. So, yes, I guess Tim's fervor, they actually told me leave Tim's room, go see Ed. Nope, leave Ed, go see mm-hmm. John, go back to Ed. Now go to Tim, and then go to Duncan. I'm like, thank God I'm sitting in my chair at home, because if I had to run my tail all over a convention center like
room
I did
room,
2 years
right,
ago with
right.
a 10-month-old baby. Oh, yeah. So, but I have to, conversations today were great.
Good.
But last week's episode was one of my absolute favorites, with the exception of where in time are the Waldo Mackenzies. I will talk to you next week about that. I'm not even going to even contemplate that. I'm just not.
Right.
I was so proud of, because I have to backpedal a little. I think I told you this earlier in the season. I saw some pictures online and I got mad. And I'm like, what are they doing? I was so mad still about things that didn't go right with season 4. I was still bitter, and I'm like, they're going to mess this up. And they were the scenes of Katrina in the church. And I'm like, what are they doing? And then when they brought Dr. Joe Abernathy back, and we got the romance novel from the doctor's lounge, those little bits put some of the pieces of my heart back together. And then this last week put way more pieces back. Having the conversation with Lord John Grey and Jamie, and he got another portrait. And this is the conversation that should have been in season 3 at Rose Hall in Jamaica, when he should have got the portrait, but I'm not going to grind my axe.
Right. And,
but it was like, that was the moment. And it's like, you saw Sam as Jamie holding it. And I saw it with him. He took his thumb and he rubbed the picture. And I felt it in my heart. And I'm like, oh, this is why you don't mess with the timeline. So, yeah. And then the conversation with Jamie and Brianna. And they've taken snippets, because I made the mistake of looking at some of the scripts. And then you see what they left out, and then it's like, oh, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm just going to hurt myself, because you see what they wrote, and then it's like, well, where is that? But we had to look at weeds blowing in the wind, but we missed this?
Mm.
No. Don't give me weeds blowing in the wind. I want to see people talking to each other. So, yeah, I don't know how I sleep on Saturday nights. So, yeah, no. But there were so many good, and I've called them treasure nuggets every time I've talked about the episode, because that's what they are, and Diana recognizes that, and she knows from all the years of people talking to her about her books, some of these little quirky things go so much farther than the powers that be realize.
Right.
And that's what people think, oh, that's an unnecessary thing, and it's not. It's
well, huge. You know, for us to be talking about those things, oh, I hope they have this, oh, I hope they have that, it's the mm-hmm. power of these little bits that stick in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think you'd talk mm-hmm. to anybody who's read the books when you say, oh, what about the sperms and the microscope, that would say, what?
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Yeah.
You know, no.
And then they're going to expect, if you got sperms under a microscope, he's gonna ask where they came from. Oh, it's in the script, but we know you'll know where they came from. There's no need for him to ask.
Right.
Yes,
right.
There is.
Yes, because it's the best line in the book.
That's like the even off the punchline of the joke. Oh,
right.
Don't take it away from us.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yep. So, well, yeah, all the little pieces, like I said, I've loved individually.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there are still some that are missing, so we'll have to see if those come up.
I did get tell Kyle Reese that there's a big group in Chicago that would love to meet him, and he's like, okay,
yeah.
I'm there. I'm ready. So the next thing I will do is I will tag him on Twitter when I share. I'll just start tagging them all and see how far my reach are, if anybody paid, you know. And I've tried to, when I see it, unfortunately with me home teaching, these jumping beans of children that I have, I am not doing my fandom services properly the last few months. So it is my egregious error that I am not plugging this wonderful show as much as I should be, because I like to have a platform to which I can call my friends and say, hey, did not like the way that they stiffed Roger in season 4 and didn't show the way he should have been. Or, oh my God, what do you mean we had to watch 40 minutes of Leary, sweet talk, Brianna, and then she turned into this hag and locks her away? What are you doing? So thank you for being my free therapy and letting me get up on my soapbox every Tuesday.
Well, you're welcome.
Because I'll
find
you guys if you leave me. Aaron, I know where you live. I will be on that doorstep, and I will be telling you, I need to talk. I need to talk about
this. Well, I will be here, Jay. So, and, you know, on that note, honey, I think we're going to get to our next caller.
I'm here to listen
to
you.
I have to go put my kids
to
bed. I had to lock the door. I had to lock the door. The kids are beating down the door, so.
Yeah.
But I will share my day with you again some more later.
Well,
take care.
Take care. Have fun.
Take
we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
be there
I know.
For you. Goodbye. You're great.
Well, I'll be here at my house, but, you know, we have callers sticking up. We've got airplanes circling the airport.
It's all right.
So.
It made me laugh. I like it.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, we all need to laugh. She had a great line there, though, Jamie. We just loved it. The Waldo McKenzies. So,
Waldo McKenzies. Where are the Waldo McKenzies?
Waldo McKenzies. next, we have one of the good friends of our show and one of our personal good friends. So let's say hi to Coco. Hi, Coco. How are you?
It's Coco.
I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're fine. We were a little punch drunk, a little giddy tonight.
I know. I could tell. I was actually
a
little worried because we started to have a thunderstorm.
Oh.
Bless you.
Bless you. So another one jealous of my love for Ed. She's
I was going to say, got to do 7 more.
No. My God, I just looked out the window. It was bright, and all of a sudden I had to sneeze. Sorry about that. So,
don't look at the sun. You won't sneeze.
Okay.
So tell us what is on your mind.
Keep it clean.
Well.
Oh. This is a rated R show. She doesn't have to.
Let me just remind somebody that they have the dirty mind in a conversation the other day. It wasn't me.
Yeah, Erin.
Thank you very much. Anyway, we'll just go right over that. Wasn't me.
I've told you, my sense of humor is that of a 12-year-old boy. Come on.
You're just making it worse. All right. So I thought John was his heartbreak that he couldn't go back through the stones. He didn't understand why. And then after they went poof, he put his hands on there, and then he really knew that he couldn't go.
Right.
And that was like, oh, my God. I will say, because I am really partial to Otterton storyline.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he brought the book in, that was really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes it might behoove the fandom before they start getting all riled up about John not bringing or Ian not bringing the book when he reappears. Let's just play it out and see what happens.
Right.
You know, rather than. You know, we should know by now that Outlander puts things in places that they like to put things, not necessarily where we might expect them. So, So I did get to chat with John today.
Good.
Karen and I were in a few of the chats together, so we had more minutes because we each bought one. But so we got to talk to John, and, you know, we were talking about his performance, and I said that I really, really liked it. I said, but I will say that what I noticed was when he was in the episode with Richard, and Roger, when they were off together, and Roger was asking him about something, Ian kept touching his wrist and the beaded bracelet on his wrist. So I asked John, I said, so was that going back because Emily works with her hands, made you that? And so you were thinking about that when he was asking you those questions. And he said that was exactly it.
Uh-huh.
So it was really touching, you know, that unspoken emotion and the feelings that were brought up in his conversation with Roger, that obviously the book readers would know, you know, him touching that and, you know, a bracelet and think back
right.
to his wife. So, but yeah, no, I think we just love John anyway.
Yes, yes.
So it's his mother's birthday today. So it's kind of funny.
Oh.
So he took a picture of Karen and I on the screen to send it to her, saying happy birthday.
I love
to
his
her.
Mom.
Right,
his
right.
mom is like so cool. We could be friends. I swear.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So that was really sweet. Talked to Ed. That was fun. Karen had on her pirate hat, and I had a couple of reproduction pistols. We were messing around on the screen.
I have to say, I am now sorely regretting not buying a chance to say hi to Ed. So.
Yeah, it was
you
good.
You should have just driven
we don't
over
know.
Here. We could have done it.
Well, had you suggested it, I might have. So.
You're going to drive 2 hours for a one-minute conversation. Yeah. Yes,
so,
I would.
But he said, you know, we commiserated over his death in the show, and he said, but he did say, he didn't say what it was, we're going to see him in some other show.
Okay.
So that was a teaser.
Ooh.
I asked him specifically about, you know, the water level rising because they were in a lake, and of course, lakes, I guess, unless you're in a flood, they don't really rise. But he said that they dropped him down a little bit, but he had a platform underneath that he was standing on. So each scene that they did, he would buckle his knees a little bit more and more and more. So it made it look like he was drowning. So.
And I heard that he was wearing a full wetsuit. Stars, was it Stars that said he was wearing a full wetsuit to keep him from the cold? And
I heard, I saw
the other
too,
guy,
yeah.
The other, the camera people were wearing dry suits. Those were dry suits. Unless he had it half on and under a shirt, I don't know. He didn't have one on under a shirt.
Well, that's what.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. But talk to Duncan about how he got into the headspace a little bit on his death scene. And talked to Kyle just briefly because I'd never spoken to him before. And got to talk to Tim. Karen and I talked to Tim because Samantha and Karen and Crafty bought me a cameo, birthday cameo.
That's nice.
From Tim. And so
he wrote her
yeah,
a limerick. He penned a unique custom limerick for Coco's birthday. It was awesome.
He did. And I'll find someplace. I'll edit the video and post it. It was pretty funny. But he did say he had to do it 8 times and he was going to memorize it. So. But he's just adorable. And I so wanted him to make, I just wanted to ask him if he'd read Brenda's Beaver Needs a Trim book or something.
Barber. But Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. It's a children's book. It's wonderful.
It is not a children's book. I have it. But somebody gave it to me for my birthday the other day.
It's hilarious.
So anyway, so this episode, yep, there were some cliffhangers. Interested to see, you know, Claire's abduction, what happens with that. And I will say that it was like the long goodbye. Like, let's get this over with. Although the sensual scenes were spot on. So I think that's it. I'm sad there's another one, only one left, but
yeah,
you know, as Matt Roberts says, be glad that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Rather than
right.
sad that it's ending.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then we
I
have
guess
to
that's
wait
my
a while.
Take on the last week.
Yep. Yep. Well, we'll have
anyway.
To wait and see what this week looks like. And
Kathy is right. Caitlin's scene was actually one of the other really heartbreaking ones when she kept thinking she was going to be able to go. She was
right.
so hopeful. And it was that was really very, very touching. Kathy, if you're listening.
Yep. Yep. That was good.
Anyway. All right, you guys. I'm going to check out.
Okay.
Here. Just wanted to chat a little bit. Yeah, with the Wizard World thing was a lot of fun. You know, Mike, the moderator, did a fantastic job today.
Yeah, he's very good.
Right.
And,
Yeah,
it was good.
Okay.
I'll have to look at their other programs.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, ladies, have a wonderful night. And
we'll talk to you soon.
Have a nice night,
I will talk to you
Crystal.
Later.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
We have one more caller on hold. If you want to call and chat with us, 929-477-3898. If your area code is 405, we don't know whether to feel sorry for you or to just invite you to join us. So, oh, God, I need to go to bed.
I see.
Oh.
Hello?
Okay. Hello. Hang on. Okay. Hi, area code 405. Who is this?
This is Ruthann.
Hi,
Ruthann. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I've been enjoying listening to your callers. So I have to tell Cats and Kilts that in Clan Ewan, I have a big post about Caitlin, and it has nearly 500 positive likes or loves or whatever, and tons of comments that just are really nice about her performance in this episode. And several people said it was their favorite part of the episode. So there you go. There you go.
Good.
Well, good.
Good.
Yeah, I think Lizzie has been doing a great job. Caitlin's been doing a great job.
Yes. Yes, she has been. And I got tickled. Not only was the goodbye scene cute, but when, not really cute, it was heartbreaking, but when she came in to tell Jamie he had a guest, the way she was twisting and acting like, you know, she was so excited. I think she maybe had a little crush on Lord John.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and then who doesn't? Who does not? Come on.
I can name one person, Jamie.
Yeah. But it's not a surprise, and Sam and Allison talk about this all the time. When I'm watching my screeners, I tease them, and I'll send them cryptic little messages. And one from last week was, "Oh, that flirt, Lizzie."
So. Well, she was flirting. It was cute, really cute. I did the Wizard World last week, and I have to say, I think I'm hats off to them for, you know, going for it and trying that. I really enjoyed, I didn't get to listen to this one today, so I'm going to watch it later. But
right.
I talked to Stephen Cree and to Annette Badlin. And I'd never been able to meet Annette. So that was really great for me to have that opportunity to just talk to her, even if just for a few minutes.
Right.
And we had a very nice conversation. And Stephen Cree's, I lost him somehow. And I was on my computer. I ended up having to go back in through my phone to get in. And so they went ahead and gave me my full 2 minutes. So that was really nice. But, you know, talking to Stephen's always a joy.
He's my other crush.
If they did another one, I would, you know, I would do some more of the chats because it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Good. I'm sure Wizard World would be happy to hear that.
Well, I told them. I told them that I thought it was safe. I sent them a little thank you note and everything. So
good.
Anyway, the episode. You know, I really loved the episode. I thought from start to finish, Diana really wove a lot into it. You know, I think adding the piece with Claire with the peanut butter and jelly, you know, first of all, we start out with them talking about the peanuts and the sacks and the wagon.
Right, right.
And then we have the saran wrap scene. And then we see Claire and Bree shelling them. And then we see Claire at the river with that round thing. I think she was roasting them maybe in that scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, the sandwiches. So I guess the peanut butter, the journey cake really was kind of, you know, it really was a theme throughout the episode. And I like the fact that Diana said she really missed that saran wrap scene in season 3.
Mm.
And so she thought, hey, I'll just put it in here. So there you go.
Yeah, I thought it was cute that in the Q&A, well, Diana was asked about it, and she said, well, I don't know whose idea it was to have Jamie use a knife and fork, and Sam says it was my idea. But I thought that was adorable.
That was,
yeah. I really like that. Yeah.
I really did, too. And, you know, when I called in last week, I think it was, or maybe it was the week before, I talked to you guys about the fact that I've been so disappointed about the lack of Jamie and Bree connection.
Uh-huh.
And we did get a nice scene in this. But, you know, it still wasn't enough for me. I think that's been that's a sore spot for me this season.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you guys, I really am getting sick and tired of them cutting little bits that complete a scene and make it whole.
So would you
take
what,
them out? Would you give them a decent burial?
Yeah.
I mean, really, come on. How long does it take to say those words? We could have had that many seconds left when they were driving and showing to go to the stones. We didn't need all that.
Right.
So, you know, Sam, you said something or somebody said something earlier about wandering around.
that's Aaron and I. Aaron and I love those episodes. Every single time they do that with different characters, we just can't get enough.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, I will not tell you what I say about those wandering around in the
wilderness.
That
was sarcasm. That was
I got it. I'm being very sarcastic, too, and I'm about fed up with them. I feel like, you know, I feel like writing a letter to them saying, okay, enough with that crap. But anyway, I don't feel about that strongly at all, do I? And the
whole transition scenes are important to somebody.
Yes,
but
they are. Yeah, I guess. The McWaldos, I thought that was great. that little quip. Because some of the comments, I have to tell you guys, I feel sorry for us book readers because we're so confused. But I really do feel sorry for the non-book readers. Because they are confused. Why did they go back so early? Why did they go back already? You know? Is that all we're gonna ever see of Roger and Bree?
Well, let's see where they actually ended up, because I don't think they ended up where they thought they were going.
No.
Well, I don't either. The biggest clue, of course, is a little Jimmy getting up and grinning and waving towards somebody. Obviously, he knows whoever that somebody is. And since he's only lived in the past, Mm-hmm. I don't think it's in the future, somebody in the future. So that's just
right.
my take on it. And then
yeah.
when Roger says, what the devil? Yeah.
Right.
So, and then, you know, okay, so I'm just going to say this. So if that is the case, I'm going to be kind of aggravated that we spent how much of this episode saying goodbye?
Goodbye. It's got to be really good to make that episode, this past episode, pay off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what
in
I'm
the
saying.
Next
there's
one.
Gonna have,
yeah.
There's going to have to be some real something for you to spend the penultimate episode, spend that much time on that to get a payoff. Yeah, I agree.
Right, right.
And I'm just, you know, I'm totally clueless as to what that could be.
You're right with
so.
The rest of us there, Ruthann. You know,
and I, you know, I think okay. So then Diana had to be a party to that. And of course, you know, she asked to write it. I guess she wanted to write one of the latter episodes, and they tell her what they want. I know she said in the Parade article or one of the other articles that that part was not her idea. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to apologize for not doing a better job of getting people to listen in. I'll try to do better in our group about that.
Oh, Ruthann, no.
Because I do enjoy it, and so I do want others to. I want others to have as much fun as I'm having. You know.
Well, I appreciate you letting me post about it in the group.
No problem at all. That's no problem.
Our idea. Our idea when we started this was everybody enjoys really chatting about Outlander in the groups, you know?
Right,
and we thought
right.
everybody would really enjoy the chance to chat live, you know?
Oh,
to,
I think it's a lot of fun. I really, you know, I've really enjoyed it. And I enjoy listening to the others that call in, what they have to say, too.
Good, good. And we know we've got some people like you and Jamie and Coco and Kat who do enjoy, you know, really calling in and chatting with us, and we appreciate that. So we would hate to stop having this forum to be able to chat with you. So
it would be really sad. It would be very sad. So I'll do a better job of in the 1 week we have left. Over, trying to get people to listen.
Or we can go back to if there's enough interest, maybe we just have to figure out what dates and times to do those irregular
yeah.
ones during the Droughtlander. Cause,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
right.
And maybe we just gird our loins and do them as little Zoom parties or but that could get kind of crazy.
That's tough too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it really
so,
could. I will tell you, I've had a little bit of trouble getting in.
This platform is difficult. Yep. Uh-huh. I've had several messages tonight from people who have had difficulty.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it kicked me out two or three times, and then I finally thought, I'm just going to call in, and that way I think I'll have better luck hearing you know, what's going on. So. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, I won't keep you guys. It's been great talking to you.
Hope
well,
to see you soon. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I know. Wouldn't it be nice to get together and see everybody again? This is really the pit. Really
looking
is.
Forward to it, though. It'll be so great once we all can. We're all going to hug each other and not let go.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a long Droughtlander.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very long Droughtlander. So
hopefully Beans will come out in the middle of it. So good night, Ruthann.
Good night,
Ruthann.
Good night. She's a sweetheart.
Yes.
We have another caller. So let's see who this is tonight. Area code 708. Let's see who this is with us. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Kat. How
Kat.
Are you?
This is Kat with a K.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're
are you
just
laughing?
Fine. How are you?
Good.
Good, very good, very good. It's nice to hear the lovely melodies of all your voices. But like you said, it's going to be so good when we can just like hug the heck out of each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
We're going to have to have a whole bunch of outlandish Chicago events just so we can see each other in person. We'll have to have some up this way and some down south.
Right. Whenever that could be, like, sad. Yeah, it's so busy. It's like I'm so busy doing nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm not getting anything done. But anyway, I did listen into the Wizard World last week and this week, and I thought this week was they were both fun. I really enjoyed this week because it was all the guys, and they really were kind of teasing each other. So that was fun. And first Kyle couldn't get on.
Right.
And then we lost Duncan, and he got on.
That was so funny when he was
just
frozen there on the screen.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
I know.
And for the longest time, I actually was watching him because I thought maybe he was just being a jokester and was just staying really still. I didn't know if he was actually frozen or not, because that's his sense of humor. He might have done that.
Did any of you guys buy any of the chats or anything?
I did not.
With Ed and John and Tim today because they're Ed and John. I just had to say hey, and Tim,
I was so tempted, and then I was like, oh, I don't know. So then I had let too much time go, and there wasn't enough time to buy one. So
I told Aaron, I've been working so much overtime because of this whole stuff. You know, I work in IT, and I got a little bonus for the extra effort I've been doing. So I spent my bonus on that.
Good girl. Good girl. That's a fun thing to do for yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Treat myself.
Absolutely. And that's a great way to do it. Because I know I felt I still regret that when I was in New Orleans, I didn't buy one of the one-on-ones or whatever with John. Because I just think the world of him. He is so amazing. What an actor. Oh, my God. And he's just – and then when you see him doing stuff in real life, he's just insane. He's crazy. You know, just to spend some real time with him would be, like, so much fun. But I was going to mention two things. When the thing happened on the episode, now I'm switching gears, but on the episode, they never made a big thing about the time of the year for Bree and Roger and Demi to go back. You said that earlier. I wasn't on in the beginning. So I was like, wait a minute, are we missing something here? You know, I know they said it was fallish, but, you know, in the beginning they showed kind of the seasons going by. But the fact that they didn't bring – because that was just such a big thing with Galus.
Mm-hmm.
And then even with Claire, and, you know, she knew there was this time frame. So,
but, you know, they haven't made a big deal of it in the entire show. It was a big deal in the books. But in the show, they have it, and I think that they're trying not to tie themselves to something that's specific.
Well, that could be, right, Aaron, that could be, because then they'd be locked into that as far as the time of the year. Because, I mean, as we know, things are different. When they first arrived in North Carolina, it was hotter than heck, you know, and they just couldn't do that. When they were filming in Scotland, so
and they have to go with the weather that's available during the filming, and you know, in August there's no way you can show that it's fall, you know, so they're not on a sound set for those things. They're out in the middle of nature, so
right. I mean, when they filmed that sequence last season between when Jamie and Bree met for the first time, you would just see how cold it was. I mean, every breath out of their mouth was, you know, it must have been freezing that day.
And that was probably September, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, my God. But, yeah, there's been a lot of information about the series again. I mean, I just think that, you know, everybody, Jamie, Claire, you know, Sam and Kat and Sophie and Roger, they're just really hitting it out of the park this season. And John, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, that first episode he came back, I mean, you just wanted to cry for him the whole episode.
Right, right.
He was just so sad. And, you know, and the fact that he couldn't do anything about trying to redo whatever happened with the Mohawks that he didn't tell them yet. So, and, of course, I always enjoy it when John Gray is there. But did you guys see, or I know you've been on the air now, I just found this just before you went on the air, that David Barry made a comment, something to the effect of no tears for the final or something like that, and this is the last episode I'll be on or something like that. And
yeah.
People are interpreting that means he's off the show now.
Well, Aaron and I are on the same page on this one. It's all about interpretation.
I agree. I mean, he is done with the season. And, I mean, we know from talking to him, of course, this was a year ago or more, that he was under exclusive contract with Starz. But, you know, that's got to get a little tiring when you're not doing much.
Well, you know, they haven't signed a renewal for season 7. He may not be in season 6, but
right.
he has always said that he enjoys doing this and he would be with it for as long as they wanted him, and talking about the spinoff. So
right.
Once a renewal for season 7, which I really think is coming, is announced, and if they offer him a contract to say, will you come back for that season, I don't doubt that he'll jump at it.
Mm-hmm.
I
agree.
I think so, too. I just haven't heard any. I haven't been on social media a lot, but I haven't heard any inklings of, like, season 7 or season 8, at least season 7. So I was kind of getting worried. I'm like, geez, maybe could this be it? You know, with 6. And so I'm hoping that at least they do a 7, because they brought, you know, all those pieces in from even Echo and from, you know, the next book. It's just like, are they progressing beyond each book like they were doing originally?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the renewal for 5 and 6 came just before 4 started.
Okay.
And
yeah, that's true.
My, and again, I have no inside information into this. I have, you know, no insight into this other
right.
than, you know, having worked with Starz, you know, on other shows. I'm not seeing the signs that I've seen on other shows when they're going to not renew. You know, usually you start to see a lack
right.
of support, you know,
yeah,
and I'm not seeing that at all.
They're advertising the heck out of Outlander. I mean,
you
know, it's on every station. I mean, we've been using the Fire Stick a lot, and, you know, there's all these previews and they're bringing Outlander out and even on regular TV. So,
right. Yeah.
You know,
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a season 7 renewal shortly after the end of this season. You know, sometime in the next month or so.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
But remember too,
I mean,
even if they have every intention of doing that, a lot of the world is on a really weird timetable
right now.
Production
right, exactly.
is halted around the world.
Right.
So.
Right.
Right,
right,
you're right.
right,
Sam.
Yeah,
I mean everything
well,
is on hold. So I know you
got to
go.
Kat, we've got a minute left, so I'm going to say goodbye to you, and we're going to wrap up the
okay.
show. Okay.
All right.
Bye, Kat.
Thanks
Kat.
A lot
you
for calling
care.
In. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay,
bye. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. Bye. Well, this has been fun tonight. We've had a lot of people call in. Like we've been saying, tell your friends. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Allison joining us. She's doing a Zoom birthday party for Evan's 21st. So,
see, my husband's birthday is tomorrow.
Ooh.
He's turning a big number.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Yeah. No, he's in the bedroom right now. He's relegated to the bedroom while I go through these.
Kevin's will be the end of July, and hopefully we will be in North Carolina. Okay, so I'm going to give us Roger singing Clementine for a few minutes. Good night, Sam.
Good night.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
In a cavern in the canyon, excavating for a mine, dwelt a miner 49er and his daughter Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You were lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine.